So this is Christmas, and if it's merry for you, be thankful. I'm La Monique. Let's collide. Merry Christmas. I took some time this week to look at the Christmas decorations around town. Some were elaborate and some were modest, but they all made me smile and imagine what Christmas joys lay beyond the threshold. And I'm sure some families were baking goodies and some were wrapping presents. Perhaps a few families were singing carols and watching Christmas movies. The sense of hopefulness for what is to come is all around. And after a year like this, it's welcome. When I got back to my own house with Christmas lights and goodies and presents spilling out from under the tree, and got comfortable under my blanket while watching TV and listening to my son playing video games with his friends upstairs, I thought again about my mini tour around town. I thought about the homes with no decorations and no lights indicating there was even a Christmas tree. I thought about the many homes with bare cupboards and families who, for the first time, will have to rely on the kindness of churches and community groups and total strangers to have Christmas dinner, and there are few, if any, presents. Some people are isolated, apart from their families for the first time, and they are having to navigate the crushing loneliness with all the cheerful images being pushed on them. And some families keep walking past the chair where a loved one who passed away once sat, and they're having to rewrite all their traditions to fill the now empty spaces. And there are healthcare workers putting on brave smiles for their kids, taking care to give joy and cheer inside their homes while knowing the horror and the atrocities awaiting them in hospitals and nursing homes and medical centers. This year, Christmas is more important than ever. Not the lights or the fanfare, but the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. I am thankful that Jesus did not only come for those of us donned in Christmas sweaters, singing carols, and beautifully decorated homes, but also for the widow and the struggling and the lonely and the poor. No matter our current state, Jesus is the great equalizer. He distributes salvation, joy, peace, love, encouragement, and grace in equal measure. He comforts us in our grief. He provides peace in our despair. And Jesus, himself a miraculous manifestation, specializes in miracles. So, Merry Christmas, if it is indeed merry for you. Be thankful that it is. But even if it is a mourning Christmas, a lonely Christmas, a working Christmas, or a solemn Christmas, know that Jesus doesn't require you to be merry. And he knows what to do when things aren't bright. Jesus is Christmas, and that is enough. Merry Christmas to you. I love you all.